Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now.
Hey, Ousters, a quick note about this episode. This episode will have limited or very little edits. Most of the editing done for this episode was just to take out odd echoes or silences within it. But for the most part, we wanted it to be as authentic as possible because the audio was actually from a TikTok live for our Oust Now Anonymous, our very first TikTok live that is for the Anonymous program with Oust Now. So that was a quick note about this episode. I hope you enjoy it. It is a bit of a comedy of errors because it was our first one, but here you go. Have a good laugh and enjoy.
Girl, I can't ever find you. That's why it takes me so long. Which one you on? Okay, I see you. Did you get it?
No, it didn't pop up. Remember last time it took a little bit for it to kind of pop up so I can actually see you? Okay, where? Oh, there you go. It just popped up. It took like forever. Can you hear me now? Forgot that we were actually on our phones, and that's probably why it was such an issue, because we were we hadn't hung up.
We did not. Okay.
It should.
Let's see. Let's hope. Okay, so we're gonna start over and wait and try to get 10 people and then try to start the topic.
Yes. All right, let's share it again. Try to find some people we haven't shared it with. On my end, it's showing zero.
Mine too.
Oh, okay. But
mine too.
You'll heal. I don't know what the secret sauce is to actually getting people into the room. Maybe it's just we have to stick around long enough to get people to go. Is that...
Oh, she says she can't hear us now.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you. Can I share a joke?
Absolutely.
Sure, go right ahead. Help yourself, silly fool.
Oh, I can't see it. Dang.
Is there a joke? Go ahead, girl. Be careful. We don't want to get booted out.
We
wouldn't have to stop our lives. You just started good. This is true. She's about
no.
You need to tell her to go in the comments.
Uh-huh. Can she put in the comment? Can she put in the comment?
That's what I'm asking her to do. But I'm happy she told us she couldn't hear us. I'm trying, maybe I can share the link because Whatchacola was saying she couldn't hear us either. So at least hopefully we can get some more.
Yeah. This is not for the faint of heart.
It's not. But hopefully we can get some more people in before we start.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey friend, I see you now. if you were to put the joke in the live, I can actually see it now, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. Because now I see her as, yes, I think I
you
might.
See her.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. If y'all can, please share the live. We're trying to get at least 10 people before mm-hmm. we start the topic. We're going to kind of explain what Anonymous is all about. Do you want to explain, sis, or do you want... Okay.
Yes. So okay. we had asked, you know, at the time when we came up with the idea of doing Anonymous, there was a lot of stuff going on. And we asked, you know, our circle to, now it's called Anonymous because it's going to be anonymous to whoever is joining us in the live, right? But it won't be anonymous to us because we're the hosts. But whoever sent, you know, whoever's joining us in the live, it will be anonymous. And it's anonymous topics because we asked our circle to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. Pause.
What?
Stop. It's saying they can't hear me.
But they can't hear me.
But they can't hear you.
Damn it.
Can we get it right?
What in the actual F? Oh, Lord.
What is it?
I don't know.
What the mess? Okay, let's see.
There is a... Girl. Girl.
I'm scared. What is it? Are you there?
I was muted by accident. I muted myself.
I
muted myself. We were trying to figure it all out. Staring at me, it is like
I'm happy somebody said something because I was like,
and you could hear me because you hear me on this.
On this, I think that's what it is, but I wasn't getting it. I was like, I hear her just fine. What did they talk about? Duh, because you were in my ear. We gonna get it.
I need a drink. And when I say a drink, I do not mean this damn water. I mean, I need a drink.
That was funny. I don't care what nobody say.
And it was right there. It's like green, mute. I'm like, what's this green?
Girl. Girl, look.
Lord.
What is this? It's going to be all right, though. We're going to get it.
One of these days. I will get it together. Yep, I'm showing all of my 40-something years of age, not knowing how to work a mute button.
Thank you, Hilda. I see you sharing the live.
Lord. I think I'm having a hot flash here. Can we talk about hot flashes?
Girl, did you see my face? I was trying to hide it. I was like, what, another technical difficulty? Now listen. This is too much. I just wanted to go right.
We're trying to make this an hour. It's look
girl,
at the rate we're going.
It's an hour, ain't it?
It's gonna be a year.
Dang.
Damn. Oh my God. Thank you for your patience, everyone who stuck around.
I mean, for real. Disconnected, connected, mute, unmute. Damn it, can y'all talk? Get to the point.
Lord.
They ain't heard that description at all, honey.
Okay, so I'm going to start over. Girl, it's so hot in here. I'm like, and I got, okay. I'm going to try not to melt. I'm gonna try not to melt here in a puddle because I don't want to put the damn fan on because I don't want to distort the sound because of this thing that we're recording at the same time.
The struggle is real. Please don't just. Please just die. Right.
At least this time we do have it. So let me take a moment. I'm gonna just pray for a second.
Just enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can you start it off again? Oh, go ahead.
So, we're trying to wait for at least 10 people to join the live, mm-hmm. right? And then we're going to get started on the topic. But when we didn't know we were muted, T was explaining what Anonymous is all about. So, I'm sorry. You did it. You muted all right. yourself. So you gotta do it. Start over.
Anonymous the Redux. I'm so hot right now. I'm like, I need to. I'm having a moment. When I say I'm having a moment, I'm having a moment. Yes. And the only reason why you can't tell how having a moment I'm having is because I put on a little bit of makeup so I could appear fresh, refreshed. So you can't tell that I'm having a hot flash. Yeah. So, okay.
Well, you look good. You look good.
It's the makeup and the filters. These filters ain't got shit on me. It's the filters. And I did a little, try to put on a little contouring and stuff. Okay.
Okay.
So, Anonymous. So, the idea behind Anonymous is at the time when we first came up with this idea, there was a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, individually, we were feeling the heat, right? In our own individual homes, we're like, man, this is some tough stuff going on right now. And we were just kind of saying to ourselves, you know, if we're experiencing the heat and the pressures of what's happening around here, I imagine that, you know, there's a lot of other people going through the same thing. So we asked like our circle, you know, what's your biggest concern right now? And would you be okay sharing what is your biggest concern right now? And we got like a nice chunk of feedback from our circle. And the reason why we called it Anonymous is because we, Janine and I, will be the only ones who knows who that message came from. So it'll be anonymous to whoever joins us on TikTok. And this will only be on TikTok, right? We're not going live on Facebook. As it stands right now, we just decided to do it on, you know, the talk. And we want to hear from you guys. Like, do you, you know, what's your biggest concern right now in life? This one person shared, it's so small, I can barely read it for myself, to be honest. I'm like, uh-oh, it's so small. Hang on. Okay, so this person, they said that their biggest concern is livable wages with everything being so expensive. It also feels like with everything that's going on right now, it's like we're on a very shaky bridge towards Mad Max days if the bridge falls. So I took that to be like, you know, things just seem so volatile. Like, it's really hard to earn a living. It's really hard to sustain that living with everything being expensive. And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around. We're, you know, we really want to steer away from politics. We're not trying to get into those conversations. But at the time when we came up with the idea, there's conflicts going on overseas that it's kind of like, and what's happening in politics, that's another thing we want to stay away from. But at the time when this person sent this message, that's what was happening. I think at the time we were like days away from a government shutdown, the first one. Mm-hmm. And it does feel very like as a country, we're like in a very weird place, it seems like. Like we're on the cusp of some sort of shift, change, what that is, what that looks like, God knows. And I hope and pray it's just on a, you know, a positive shift, but it just seems Very odd. So if we're feeling that heat and we're feeling that way, why aren't, I can't imagine that other people aren't.
Right. I agree.
So we, that's the whole premise behind it. And we really want, we want to get your feedback. What are you concerned about right now? What's your biggest fear, concern? So that's what we go live about. You can put it in the comments, but we really want to kind of really wait until we get more people to kind of go full into it and maybe invite other people up, or really ask to kind of jot down some of the things that you're concerned about, putting it in the, dropping in the comments. Chair is noisy.
I'm
I meant
sorry, could you hear that?
a
I
little
had to
bit.
mute myself. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. And I hope you don't hear my chair. I need some WD-40. It sounds it's kind of creaking. Every time I move,
It. I'm over here trying to like, look, y'all supposed to be laid down. Can y'all please lay it down? Please. Can you lay it down?
they're trying it.
Please.
The little people, they can't help themselves. I need a tan. I need a tan. Girl, I need a tan.
Got me one.
I noticed. I was like, damn, I look pale. Maybe it's my lighting. Maybe it's this green lighting. It's making me look like death. Might
Not deaf, but definitely quite pale, if I must say so myself. I mean, yes.
is this?
We know you already fair skinned, and that lighting got you looking like ghost.
It must be the green.
Not dead, but definitely ghost.
Me trying to be cute with my fancy lighting, and then I'm holy shit, I look pretty pale. Thank you for joining. Thank you everyone who's joining us so far. Hey, Mav the Goat. Hey, man, what's going on? How's your pod? How's it going with the sports stuff? Thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate it. And today we just wanted to, oh, thank you for the roses. Thank you. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much, really, for joining our live. And we really want to wait until we get to about 10 to 15 people before we go full force in. But for a little background, this is anonymous. We are podcasters and we wanted to go live. Oh, thank you, Mav. Thank you for the gift. We wanted to go live and talk with the segment that we're going to call Anonymous. And I'll share a little bit more about the reasons why, but we do want to hear from you. What's your biggest concern right now? We asked our circle of friends to, share what they're most concerned about right now. And we received a lot of feedback, and we're going live about that feedback. And we're calling it anonymous because it's anonymous to everyone who's joining us in the live. And then, of course, we welcome you to send us messages. What's your concern right now? What is your biggest fear? There's a lot going on in the world. And,
It
yeah, there's a lot going on. And I apologize for my looking like death has cometh because of my lighting.
Oh, wow. Did you hear? Did you read that comment? Did you read that? Thank you so much for sharing, Lopi. Lopi said in the comments, my only fear are my kids and grandchildren not being able to make it in this crazy world.
Oh,
Girl,
Lopi.
these kids might not be able to make it in this house.
Take a breath.
She laughing.
Take a breath, girl. Hashtag mom life. It ain't always pretty now, is it?
It's not.
Lopi, thank you so much for
So
sharing that.
I got a another I got another comment, but I don't know why. Chick, can you put it in the comments?
Well, just remember sometimes.
Girl, you are childish.
Just remember, if they're friends with you, I can't see it. But if, remember that. So that's why you kind of have to, you might have to read it out.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Okay. That's a really legitimate, that's a really legit concern, especially the way things are. And that's just not economically. I think that's clear across the board. You know, even when you take finances out of it, you know, it's a different era. Mm-hmm. We have so much instant gratification. You can go on social media and find anything. So it makes peer pressure even worse, in my personal opinion, right? Because when we were growing up, we had peer pressures.
Yeah.
We had a lot of peer pressures, right? But I feel like it's like overdrive, because now we do have social media and we have these images of what...
Thank you for the bears. Thank you for the bears.
Want to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Hilda is saying she's friends with both of us. Mm-hmm. She says she doesn't know. Can you see hers or you only see?
No. So I can only see. I think if, so if she joined your live, you'll be only, she'll, you'll see her comments from your live. So I may not necessarily see it on my end, and that's okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It is true, because the way we grew up, it was a lot different. Like we were, what, you ever see those TikToks where they talk about we were the last feral generation? We really were. Because we were out and about doing stuff. We weren't like sitting home on computers. Facebook didn't exist. And, you know, kids now, they're in a social, they're in the social media, or they're growing up in a social media world. So their friends are on social media, and they're, this bullying on social media. And it's like, it's a different time. And the things that they're facing, it's, you know, some pressures are similar, but a lot of it's different because of technology. You know, as much of, thank you so much for the roses. As much as it has benefited us that we can see it now at our age, there's a lot of there's a lot of drawbacks to it. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to put some concerns in the comments?
Yes.
I see it looks like you have more interaction on your end than on mine.
No, it, you know,
thank you
for the roses.
And Randy for hanging in there, because y'all been in there. Like, you've been hanging in there through all the technical difficulties.
Yes.
You haven't quit yet. So I appreciate you.
We were on that struggle bus for real.
Girl. It's okay. Everybody got to start somewhere.
That's right. We start somewhere. Let me see what we got. I don't know. Do you want to just go ahead? Let's go for it. Or do we want to wait for more people?
I see Sally Poo. Thank you for joining, Sally Poo. Thank you. I appreciate it. We can start if you want, instead of holding everybody up. How many people you got on your end?
It says 4.
Okay, I only got 2 chicks, so hey, let's go.
Maybe it's, let's just go. Let's just go for it. Okay, so what is anonymous? Anonymous really is us trying to conversate with our listeners of our podcast, and then our listeners on TikTok, and you know, let's talk about what's bothering you. So, Mav, do you have anything like that's bothering you? What's your biggest concern right now? Is there anything that comes to mind? Because like we got a huge, if you can drop it in the comments, that'd be amazing. Like we got a really big list from our circle for, you know, what people are concerned with. And there were some commonalities, and, you know, we try to stay away from politics real hard. Okay. So we're not trying to have those conversations, and, you know, this conflict's going on overseas. We're really trying to stay away from that. But like, what is your biggest concern right now? What do you, you know, what's your pressure? What do you like? Because we're feeling that pressure. I'm feeling that pressure in a big way.
Girl, going to grocery shop, going to grocery store, and the same stuff, right? And you paying seem like double or triple.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and don't forget shrinkflation, right? So you paying more than what you ever have paid ever in life, but you're getting less for what you're paying for. Right? Like there was an article I read recently. They were talking about Duncan Hines, of all things. If you bake something, they used to allow for the same ingredients made 22 cupcakes. Now it's making 21 cupcakes. So they're changing it where they're you get less of, but you're paying the same exact thing. Thank you, Pizzle. Is that it? Am I saying it right? I don't know.
Hey, Fabian, for joining the live.
Thank you for joining.
So our anonymous topic that someone sent in, you want to, it's kind of hard for me to read it all, sis.
Yeah. So I'm a look down so I can read it here because it's real tiny. So this person wrote in and they said that their biggest concern is livable wages. With everything feeling like it's so expensive, it feels like with everything that's going on right now, it's like we're on a very shaky bridge to Mad Max days if that bridge fails. Does it feel like that sometimes? Like that could be something that we're heading towards?
I would have to say yes.
Yeah.
I have to say yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's a I don't want to say it's scary, but it's definitely a bit of a concern. You know, I don't want to say quite scared, so to speak, because I have faith, you know, that it's going to work out regardless. Okay, so Lofi is in agreement. She said things are really too expensive. Oh, that's why it's time to move. Okay. Thank you, Freddie, for joining the live. So when you say move, are you talking about you want to put in the comments? Because I think I know what you're talking about, but you want to put it in the comments? Yeah, some people really are considering relocating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I guess it depends on where you're relocating to. That's going to play a part in it. But it's definitely the way things are. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still making the same thing and I'm still getting the same thing. It's not like I'm out here overspending, but it's still like, dang, I'm buying the same thing. And it's like, I'm paying so much more for what I just brought, you know, months ago, which kind of, yeah, move out of the country. I thought that's exactly what she was talking about.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, girl, where you going? I'll be honest. I thought about moving, like, I have looked at, like, I wouldn't mind going to Canada.
Okay.
Yep, I thought about that. I don't know about South America, but I have, like, you know, it just seems like Canada has a little bit more, things happen a little bit faster when they try to, you know, do stuff for their citizens. So I said, maybe Canada, but I imagine it's expensive to live there. Plus the way that their healthcare system runs, you know, they do... One of the things that I appreciate is the fact that you do get universal, there is such thing as universal healthcare. You get healthcare as a taxpaying citizen, and you don't have to do what we have end up doing here, paying for healthcare, and then you can't afford it. Why? Because deductibles and all this other stuff. And that's actually one of the things that someone wrote in about that one, like the game is rigged.
Okay, so I'm going to read these comments out loud since you can't see them. I have from Lopi, girl, thank you for being so interactive. Mm-hmm. It said, moving out of the country, it says, I can live well with the money I get in another country. And it says, and she also says, Canada is too expensive as well. That's mm-hmm. what she's saying. She said Canada is kind of pricey too. I did actually see something that somebody posted about some Canadians like standing in this long line trying to get meals.
Meals?
You know how?
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah, I did. I don't know how true it was because, you know, sometimes things on social media be, you know, iffy. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's poverty everywhere. There's literally poverty everywhere. You can't, like, that's not something that's you can avoid. It doesn't matter where you go, what country you go to. That's unavoidable. But I actually have heard good things about, there's, I keep saying the it's not the Ghana. It's a very skinny country when you look at the map of Africa, okay? Where the cost of living, where is she saying? So it's like, it's a very skinny country, but it's like, there's not a lot of infrastructure, but the cost of living compared, like you could, off of the US dollar there is like insane. Like you could live off of, like, I don't know, it's like $500 US dollars a month and you'd be perfectly fine. It's not the Ghana. It is. I have to look up.
The Gambia.
The Gambia.
Okay. So, the funny thing is, Hilda, are you over there? Like, are you laughing right now? She also put in the comments that medicine is cheap in Canada, if she remembers correctly. Like, mm-hmm. so your medications.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she said yes. That's exactly where Gambia. She was talking.
Yep.
Exactly what she's talking about. Yes.
Yep.
Like, oh, okay.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it's not. There is. I have, like, we've been watching videos and stuff like that. That there is a push to go back home. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Well, you looking real pale over there. Talking about going back home.
I know. Where am I going? There's a lot of places in my DNA I can go. Hush your mouth, girl. I'm looking pale. I know you're right.
Girl, where's home for you?
Well, my DNA says I am Nigerian. Oh, yes. So yes, but there's other stuff sprinkled in.
When you say home,
well, you know what's funny? Like
Puerto Rico.
Well, like... Africa is the cradle of civilization. So what is home? Okay.
Okay. I'll take that. That's a good comeback, by the way. That was good.
It took me a minute. I had to. That's real though. But seriously, so she's been so.
Oh, I love you. I love you. That was such a good comment. We over here being childish, but Lopi was like, remember, black comes in all colors and shapes. It's true.
Very true.
You better tell the truth, girl. Thanks. We was being I was being childish. She wasn't. I did that.
I'm like, oh no, I'm Nigerian somewhere in there.
Look, over here looking like Casper come out going home.
You ass. Oh man, I'm gonna hurt you.
Okay, I'm gonna shut up now.
Well, listen, ma'am. Okay, the only reason why I look like this is because of this green ass lighting and my filters. Oh, man. Okay. And maybe I just need a tan.
I was trying to wave. Thank you, Tammy, for joining the live.
Please stay. Stick around so we can talk more about Anonymous and what's bothering you, what's your biggest concern.
You can put in the comments if you want, or you can anonymously.
Hi, Miss Jenny. Send us your concerns. Please stick around. We're just talking about what's bothering you. What's your concern? What's your concern? Your biggest concern in life. That's what we're talking about today. And my sister, she's making fun of me. Yes, she is. I'm
just in love. In love and joy. I do my boo. You know it. So, Lopi wrote in the comments that her husband is laughing at us. I ain't mad about it. At least he's watching.
Thank you.
I'll show it to people over here. So he must be watching on your end.
It only Thank shows two people. Thank you, Stephanie,
for sticking around.
Oh. Well, maybe he's hearing in the background. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Well, we do come with the jokes, if nothing else. At least we're entertaining you. Lord.
So, for Tammy or for anybody else who's just coming on, the topic is really technically about concerns about expenses and how everything is really expensive. And it's kind of hard to combat that. And it was an anonymous concern from one of our listeners, who, that's why we call it anonymous, because you can send in your concerns and tell us what you want us to talk about within reason.
Within reason.
Within reason.
Yeah, we try real hard. Hey, Tam Tam. Thank you for joining. You said race, like, what'd you say?
We can do a little racy, but just not too racy. You know what I'm saying? So when we say concerns, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, because I think that was one of the ones that we considered too, that topic, but we'll have to do that in like another live, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, the other one we were saying, like, when we posted it one way, we get crickets, yeah. And then we post it another way. It's like, yep. Right.
We got it. God, I wish you could see what she posted. Sally Poo. She posted the, girl, what's the emoji? God dang. Girl, what's the emoji? Peach? It won't come to me right now because it's so funny. I can't get it together.
Girl.
What's the emoji?
Was it?
If you say it, I can confirm.
Was it the eggplant?
That's it. That's the real thing. That's it. I was like, what is that again? She did. I needed that laugh.
No. But that's what it felt like.
That could be a concern.
But that's what it felt like, though. It was like nothing. Then all in the DMs.
Girl. We're anonymous. What's this about?
Right, even Girl. Q, he said, what is this? Else now after dark?
Yo.
No.
Did you see that message Hilda sent me? I screenshot and sent it to her. I thought this was an advertisement.
Oh, yes, she did send it to me.
No, ma'am.
But it did get more attention. So, like, if you guys are sticking around, okay, so we were kind of on the fence if we were going to talk about it, right? So when we were trying to advertise for the live, we've been trying to advertise. We wasn't really getting a lot of traction. And then when we changed the messaging,
girl,
we changed the messaging. It was a little bit, we dialed up the, what's the word? I don't want to say we dialed up the sexy, But we weren't intentionally trying to be that way, but that's just how it came out. And we were like, fuck it, let's go with it, right? Am I not allowed to curse on this thing?
I don't know.
Shit. Oh, well. Let's curse some more. Don't block me. Oh, well.
Please, it's already stuff out here.
I mean, I'm not saying anything too, you know, unapproved words, you know.
I don't think so.
But it is true. Didn't it feel like the second we in error, we kind of dialed up the sexy, wasn't intentionally to, that's just how it came out. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, let's leave it and see what type of attention we get. And then 207 something views later.
Girl.
Right.
Right.
Versus 73. Like, oh. It quadrupled.
Look, I think it's definitely some validity to that when you're just yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. I take that back just a little bit, because we were still being ourselves. Because when we initially did it, it was kind of on accident, right?
Yeah.
But we was like, let's do it. Let's go with it. And let's see if it grabs the attention. Let's see if it accomplishes the goal, right?
Yeah.
And it did.
It did. It was more like...
Go ahead.
It was more like we were trying to be mysterious. And somehow it sounded more... Eyes winking. Batting the eyelashes. Plus
girl, all of a sudden I got all kinds of like we'll be there
with bells on. You're like, wait, what? What happened to that other one? My usual chipper self.
Now wait till you get in and you find out we talk about expenses.
Right. I don't know if they do. Maybe that's why they're surprised now.
Got him.
But you're here, ain't you? Thank you.
Look, let's talk about these finances.
Let's talk about how expensive things are. All you're right. Getting less for what you're paying for. It feels like Mad Max days and we're on a bridge and it's coming. We're on a very shaky bridge. The Mad Max days. And it's like the bridge is about to fall. I pay more for these cupcakes, but I'm getting less. Everything is so expensive.
Damn, where them cupcakes at?
No, it was an article. Some woman, she buys Duncan Hines, and she was like, yo, I can't make as many cupcakes now. Because she was a baker. I don't know. It was like a legit article I read. And I know we're making light of it, but it's true. She's like, I'm a baker. And apparently bakers, they supplement like pre-packaged things with like, I guess, other things to make stuff, I don't know, to get their job, baking jobs done faster. And she was saying that the ingredients are the same, the amounts are the same, but you're getting less because she's getting less quantity in the long run. And she's not the first person to comment on it, but there was a whole article I read and it really does speak to you. Things are getting expensive, but you're either getting less for what you're paying for. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. And your money's not stretching. And I can speak to this. It's like when you buy soap, like I get dry skin. I buy Dove soap. That shit don't last long. It don't last, but for like 3 or 4 fucking days. And I'm like, as expensive as this is, it can't last at least 2 weeks. I'll go ahead and buy me some cheap shit. It'll at least last 2 weeks for our soap, for our family. But you know, it's true. Yeah, that's a really big concern. And it's kind of like, well, when is it going to end? When is that inflation piece going to end? And if it's done, when the price is going to start going back down to some level of normal? So.
What I've noticed, what I feel, this is just my personal opinion. I don't think you'll ever really go back to what we consider to have been normal, right? So this is going to be the new normal, right? So we're not going to get back there. I mean, we would like to get back there. Shoot, I remember when gas was 99 cents, right? And then I say that, and then you have other people. They'd be like, oh, I remember when gas was, da 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 da. So now we look at gas and this is what's normal, right? Right? So I don't think it's ever gonna get back there ever. We
I
just
think you're
have
right.
to. I definitely feel like even supplemental income, right? Just to make things happen. I was talking to somebody I know, and I would never put them on blast because this is anonymous, right? Talking about having to get, sorry, I might have to give my kids some
It's okay. I
medicine.
think we probably should
Okay.
give another 5 minutes and then we can end it because we gave ourselves an hour. I think I got one person still hanging in there, which is,
Okay.
How many people you still got on your
So
end? You
I have three.
got three
Thank
still?
you for
Okay, thank
everybody
you for.
who's hanging in there and staying in there with us. We appreciate it. But I was going somewhere before my kids started coughing.
The new normal.
Right. So it does feel like this is like the new normal. We're not gonna come back from this, I don't think, but we just have to find ways like we've always been doing. Whether that's other sources of income. Oh, that's what I was gonna
That's what it
say.
was,
So I knew somebody that it was getting to the point where they was like, hey, I might have to get another job. Like, I might really have to get out here and work another job. And they was like really stressed out about it because they're like, I shouldn't have to work two jobs. And times are already, my poor stink, times are already kind of hard. And I think with two parents or two sources of income, we won't even just say parents, we'll just say two sources of income coming in a household, and it's still tough, right? So I don't know. Make some more money. Girl, like it's tough. It's definitely tough. Even with all of the, like, I remember the episode that we did on ways to save and coupon. We talked about couponing. We talked about buying store brands, all of those things. But even with all of those things that we are doing to combat that, it still doesn't seem like it's really enough, right?
No, it's not. I mean, because salaries aren't getting any higher. So then what do you do? Okay, all this stuff is costing a shit ton more, but is my salary? No, it's staying the same. So then what? So you just
Right.
have to basically what's ending up happening is you're just cutting out a lot of things. Like there was like I think it was Target. They were saying that they had lower than projected like sales were down. So when people stop buying less, I think that's ultimately when things are going to start when people start buying less, then the prices will start going down. And I think that's starting to happen now. People can't afford it. You can't afford to buy that many luxury goods if you can't put food on your damn table. Nobody's
Right.
buying flat fucking Apple iPods and iPads and shit like that. You can't fucking afford it.
Girl,
If you can't
girl.
eat, who's buying clothes that you don't need? So like I think when people stop purchasing less, then that's when the prices are going to go down. And I don't know if that's where we are right now, but I think even Amazon, if I'm not mistaken, I read it somewhere that Amazon, Target, they've had their profits are lower, which means not many people are reducing their spending. And once,
We have to. We have to. We don't have any alternative. Like, it would be nice, but like, you have to kind of juggle so many things, right? So, And we're just talking about groceries, not to mention interest rates on everything else, right? So when, like, even I just got, was that? I can't remember when it was, and I don't want to lie to you, but shoot, I had got a letter like a few months ago about the energy company going up, right? I don't want to say the energy company, right? But I'm like, dang, like I'm already kicking out, and that's keeping it at the temperatures that you guys said to
The
keep it at, right?
recommended. Tell me. Yeah, we did too. Ours went up too. And
Right.
are you keeping yourself lower to kind of help combat that? Because that's what we did. I'm like, you better put some clothes on. Put some clothes
Girl,
on.
look, it's not that deep. Y'all, hey, put on a robe.
Socks.
But the messed up part is, and this is just how I feel, we shouldn't have to do that. It shouldn't be so high that we have to be in our home almost uncomfortable, right? Almost. I'm not saying completely, because, hey man, we got a roof over our heads, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it could be worse, right? But why should we have to live in certain conditions? Oh yes, by $3 and some cent. Okay, so I was right. It was the electric company that went up.
And that's per
Yeah, it
kilowatt. That's not per bill. That's per kilowatt, right? It's per
Girl,
kilowatt.
look,
It's not even.
I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah. So, we even I think it was depending on what area you live in, where I'm at, like taxes. I'm looking at them like, hey, we don't need no more. And then what we are paying, are y'all even doing what y'all supposed to be doing? 'Cause these roads are really, we said we were gonna try not to cuss, right? 'Cause we don't know if we're gonna get
Oh,
banned or not, right?
it's fine. I
But
think
they
we've gotten
real
words.
shitty.
I
These
think.
roads are real shitty. Like, y'all, like, what are y'all doing with all of this tax money?
Well, they're not.
Because
They're not budgeting properly. I mean, not for nothing, but there shouldn't be a huge increase in your taxes unless something's not being budgeted or unless there's more people moving. Is there more people moving to your area than before? Because
I definitely
that could affect that,
that could affect it. Well, I don't
like
really.
property taxes and stuff like that. It could, because there'll be more demand for like infrastructure and schools and stuff like that. And you'll see that in your property taxes if there's an influx of people kind of moving to your general area. But even still, it's like, yo, if I'm having a hard time with these groceries, you're gonna, make this go up, then there goes my mortgage payment because everything's kind of rolled into it. So, well, now what? What are you gonna have to take away from them? You gonna take away food next? Because you got to keep the roof over your head, so you have to sacrifice something. It's gonna be ramen for days. I mean, that's how it's gonna be.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know about ramen for days, but we had ramen today. I know that. We didn't. We had.
Us too. I wasn't trying to cook. I was like, man, this
Just
day was that day. There's some
right.
ramen, and I'll make some tater tots. Ramen and tater tots.
Child. Or dress them ramen up. Remember, it was somebody I was telling, I made spicy noodle and we used the ramen noodles and dressed them bad boys up, honey. We had eight girl. Them things came out really good too. We spiced it up.
I saw good recipe for some ramen.
Oh
No, I saw a recipe someone sauteed like some sausage and put some ramen and an egg, and it was like lo mein.
Look, make it do what it do.
Right? And we've been doing, now I did it because I was being lazy, but I was like, this is really cost effective. But I started doing on a piece of bread, I was making bread pizza. I just happened to have some cheese, had some spaghetti sauce, and I just threw it on a piece of toast. And I was like, well, but that's how we used to do it back in the day. I don't know if like back in the day when times are hard, just make some pizza toast. It's a meal. Because that's just how it is sometimes. Hi, Airborne Mom. I follow you all the time, or I see you all the time in some of the other lives with like some of the other people that I follow. Thank you for joining. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your service. But it's kind of like what's the end goal here? Like if your citizens can't afford to live, then what?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think they care though?
No, not for nothing. And I know we're trying to stay away from that, but the people who are making the decisions in these towns, they don't care enough about maybe, or it doesn't seem like they care enough, or maybe it's just because I'm not knocking on their door, make striking conversation, but the people who are making decisions around here, maybe it doesn't seem like they care enough.
So Lopi said yes. She was referring to the ramen. Mm-hmm. She said yes, put eggs, green pepper, and onion.
Green pepper and onion? Uh-huh. And that's stuff we keep in, like I have onions. I keep onions in the house. Green peppers, not so much because they go bad fast. But yeah, it's a meal. You do what you do to have, like, you know.
Hold on a second. I'm responding. Girl, I'm not good at this.
What? I think you can invite. Can you? Oh, you know, I'm like, if you invite her, you'll see her on your end, but I may not see her on my end.
Okay, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
But I am.
I thought that was a good one. The green peppers and the onions and the egg, like girl. Dress some things right on up.
You I'm gonna have to try that. And it's vegetarian too. Just add some water, cut down that sodium, maybe. Yeah, I'm gonna try that because I had been thinking. I was like, I want to try the other way, but it's nice to not have to put like some meat in it. Just keep it veggies, healthier. Or feels healthier. Yeah. Dude, you see I cut my nails? It wasn't quite jiving with my new employment. You see I cut my nails? They gone.
Hold on, let me see. Yo, I had to start all over with mine. Oh, you cut it. Yeah, I had to start all over with mine. And I just actually, this is just a regular nail polish. I know I said I wasn't going to go back to that.
Uh-huh.
But it was so convenient. I didn't have to actually, you know, take as much time. So I just kind of went with it.
Yeah.
And I was really rather impressed at how quickly it dried.
Then you like, I went through all this? Because what? But you know.
You know?
Well,
I was side-eyeing myself, like, all of this talking about this darn dip stuff.
But I'll tell you, do you find like your nails were chipping? Because, like, I took it off because I started whatever day that was, and I realized I had to take them off because I couldn't grip things the way that I needed to. Mm-hmm. And then, so 4 days later, they are just cracking and chipping, and, like, I'm down to the nubs on one of these fingers because they just keep cracking. Since I stopped like just putting anything on it.
So,
and I know it's off topic, but
no, it's whatever. Okay. I've lost quite a few nails to where, I know that I really am going to have to, like, I started over, but even with me starting over, I still have broken and they didn't even break. At least y'all doing the nails y'all sells. Ain't that true? That's a way to save right there. But so they're actually started kind of tearing.
Yeah.
They really have. And I was kind of like surprised because remember I told you before I started doing the dip.
Yeah.
I could get my nails to do the thing, right? I could get them to kind of grow. But now that I'm not doing the dip, I see that I think they're a little weak. A little bit.
Yeah.
I think. So I've just been kind of like cutting them down and just kind of
Waiting it out a little bit.
waiting.
Well, we promised ourselves we're gonna give us an hour. Flip or flop. Wait, whether it was a flop or not. Whatever the hell. Whatever word
Okay.
that is. And so even with the technical difficulties, I think we're kind of there. My thought is, if we're consistent, I think we might be able to get there. But
You
I
think
really,
so?
I do think so. Either that or just finding the right times for us.
Okay.
I think this actually could, I think it could work. We just have to be consistent. This type of work, and we have to do it on a regular basis, and people know that we're gonna go live maybe on a weekly basis. That's where you'll find us, you know? But I really appreciate everyone who has been on the live from the first moment, technical difficulties and all, with mute gate.
Girl,
Thank you so much for sticking with
cannot hear you.
Girl, you're muted. What? You got a whole conversation in the phone call. What?
All anonymously, because ain't nobody heard it.
A hot freaking mess. Girl, that was a mess. But look, now we know. We just have to remember those little things. And then, I don't know, maybe we could do this. Thursday night is our night. I don't know. Let's talk base. We'll touch but talk base. Just think it over and then we'll talk base on it offline. But
Well, we can
really.
always get opinions. We can definitely get opinions on it, like for the people that kind of stuck around to like what you guys think. Because we can use that going forward.
Yep, I'm with it. I'm with it. So thank you so much. Yay! This is our first official
Everyone.
anonymous, and we appreciate you joining us and for sticking around. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.